不是真利益。
Each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
如果主所收去的，他以自己来代替。
If he replaced with himself what he has taken from us.
这边讲到说，边赞美边流泪。
Here it says, tearfully I praise you.
但是我们的赞美比以前要更甘甜。
And our praise shall be even sweeter than before.
我们的神是何等的爱我们。
Our God truly loves us.
他在我们的一生，他这样子来宝贵来制作。
He treasures us and he works upon us all the days of our life.
直到我们的生命性情能够像我们的主。
Until finally our nature, our life will be just like that of his.
我们来读彼得前书第一章第十五节和第十六节。
Let's read it together. First Peter chapter 1 verses 15 and 16.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。因为讲到我们的神，他的性情就是圣洁。
Because the nature of our God is holiness.
我们读希伯来书十二章第十四节。
Let us read on Hebrews 12 verse 14.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。非圣洁没有人能够见主。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
在神的圣洁面前，我们这些有罪的人没有可能能够站立。
Because we sinners cannot stand in the presence of this holy God.
但是我们读希伯来书第十章第十节。
But if we read on Hebrews chapter 10 verse 10,
我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣了。我们是靠着耶稣基督一次献上他的身体。
Here says we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
然后他下面说就得以成圣。
We have been made holy because of that.
我们接着读十二节到第十四节。
Let's continue by reading from verses 12 to 14.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。所以今天我们能够成圣，是因为耶稣基督为我们献了他的自己。
So the reason why we can become holy is because Jesus himself has offered up his body.
他献上他自己成为赎罪祭。
He offered himself up as the sin offering.
叫我们这些人，我们都能够因着他的献祭，我们能够成为圣洁。
So people's lives can be made holy because of his sacrifice.
但是这是我们所得着一个成圣的地位。
This is the position we obtain through Jesus.
我们的神他是圣洁的。
Our God is holy.
当以赛亚在以赛亚书第六章告诉我们
In chapter 6 of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah told us this.
他看见主高高坐在宝座上。
When he saw God sitting high upon his throne.
他的衣裳垂下遮满了圣殿。
And how his train covered an entire temple.
天使撒拉弗是看管神的圣洁。在那里飞翔说圣哉圣哉圣哉。天使他必须用两个翅膀来遮他的脸。两个翅膀遮他的脚。就两个翅膀在那里飞翔。在启示录里面告诉我们
In the book of Revelation tells us,
约翰看见那个荣耀的宝座
When John saw the glorious throne of God,
四活物也在那里呼喊说圣哉圣哉圣哉
And how the four living things cry out by saying Oh, holy, holy, holy、
哦、神是圣洁的
Because God is holy
他告诉我们说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的
That's why God told us be holyBecause I am holy.
但是我们这些有罪的人有没有可能可以圣洁呢
Is it possible for us sinners to become holy? holy.
我们也看见地上有很多人曾经他们非常的努力。
And we see people trying very hard.
想要来改变自己。
To change themselves.
他们也羡慕圣洁。
They also aiming to become holy.
但是当我们越发的努力，发现说我们永远没有可能靠着我们能够成为圣洁。
But the more we try, the more we realize that we can never rely on our own efforts to become holy.
有人告诉我们说他想要控制他的心思。
People say I try to control my mind.
但他不这么想去控制，好像还不那么觉得。
It wasn't that hard if he didn't try to control his thoughts.
但当他越要用力去控制的时候，
But the more he tried,
他说他的心思好像野马一样。
He felt, he sensed that his thinking, his thoughts were like a wild horse.
他怎么都抓不住的。
There's no way he could control it.
你没办法控制你心里所想的。
He cannot limit or confine what he was thinking.
好多的意念从里面冒上来。
There's just so many kinds of thoughts just spring up from within.
今天我们若是来到神的面前，
So when we come to the presence of the Lord,
我们想我们这样的人怎么有可能呢？
Imagine people like us, how can it be possible that we can be holy?
我想今天我们能够想象最圣洁的，也没有办法来形容神他是怎么样的圣洁。
Even the most holy standard that we can comprehend cannot compare with the standard of God's holiness.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
希伯来书十章十节说，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体。
Hebrews 10:10 tells us that we have been made holy.
我们这些人都得以成圣。
Through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
这个地位不是因为我们有什么好，或者说我们的努力是怎么样。
So we have no credit that we can have this position.
乃是基督一次献上他的自己。
But because Jesus Christ offered his body up once for all.
他成了我们的代替。
He has taken our place.
亲身担当了我们的罪。
Personally, he took over the burden of sin.
他为我们献在神的面前。
And he offered himself before God.
圣经告诉我们说神的燔祭藏在他的面前。
That's why the Bible tells us God's burnt offering is constantly before him.
所以今天我们能够在神面前站立得住。
Therefore, the reason why you and I can stay in the presence of God.
因为神看我们好像看见他的儿子一样。
Because when God sees us, he sees his own son.
那样的圣洁，那样的美丽。
That is holy and beautiful.
哎呀，我们心怎能不来感谢主。
How can we not give thanks to God?
曾经我们向一位一贯道的堂主传福音。
One time we were preaching gospel to this this group leader of this special religion.
那天我们到他家去。
It's called Unification, the faith of Unification, and we visited her in her house.
他那个房子有一个很大的厅，大概有这个教室这么大。
And she had this room about the size of this room.
他是做佛堂用的。
And that was used as an altar to worship her God.
所以那前面啊，放着各种各样的这个他们所拜的东西。
In the front end, there are all these things whom she worshipped.
那他还跟我们介绍，这是从日本什么地方怎么样请来的。这是又是从哪个地方？哇，这个花了多少代价能够把他请来的？但是感谢主，那位堂主他得救了。他接受了耶稣基督，成为他的救主。所以那天我们去他家是为了要除掉这些东西。
Was trying to do away with all these cult things.
他跟我们做见证。
And she testified to us.
他讲说以前虽然有很多人到他们家里面去拜这些东西。
Before a lot of people would come to her house to this very room to worship these idols.
但他自己来到那里，他说他里面总是非常的惧怕。
But she said whenever she walked into that room, she would be full of fears.
他里面很惧怕。
She was very afraid.
这些人所造出来的，他觉得说这是很圣洁的，很可怕的。
Because in her feeling, these man-made idols.Statues are very holy and they're very dreadful.
然后人家告诉他，因为他这个佛堂的旁边呢，连着一个厕所。
And there's this restroom next to the room of altar.
那人家就告诉他，你这个厕所一定要搬位置。
People told her that you better move the restroom away.
因为太不圣洁了。
Because this is not holy.
在他们的观念的里面、
so、in their mind,
他们所拜的他觉得说他所拜的是圣洁的
they know that they would think the God they worship is supposed to be holy.
所以让他觉得惧怕
so when she goes to that room she would be afraid.
让他觉得说厕所都不能连着他的
you cannot supposedly put a restroom next to that room.
但那天他告诉我们他今天得救了
and after she said she was saved she told us this.
他说他里面充满了喜乐
she said I'm just full of joy.
没有惧怕
I have no fear whatsoever.
他说他到厕所里面去主动 都跟他同在的。
Because when I go to rest home, the Lord is with me.
一点不减少神的圣洁。
And His holiness is not lessened because I'm in the restroom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们的神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
他说我们也要圣洁。
He said, "Be holy."
他说人非圣洁就不能见主的面。
Without holiness, we will not see God.
但是我们今天都能够看见主的面。
But now we all can see Him in our spirit.
因为耶稣基督他的救赎。
It's all because the redemption of Jesus Christ.
因为他一次将自己献上。
Once for all, He offered up His own body.
叫我们这些人都成了圣洁。
We all have been made holy.
哈利路亚，我们感谢主。我记得那天晚上我们在他家里面一起祷告。
That evening we're in her house and we prayed together.
然后把所有的偶像搬到我的这个 van 的里面。
We took down all these idols, moved them to my van.
那一个 van 里面都装满了。
It was all packed.
那个时间已经到了晚上一点多。
It was about 1 a.m.
我记得晚上我就一个人开着车子。
Alone by myself, I drove the van.
然后要把它去丢掉。
And to find a place to dump them.
感谢主，我里面唱着哈利路亚。
And in my mind, I was singing Hallelujah.
你一点都没有什么惧怕。
I had no fear at all.
一点也没有什么其他的感觉。
No other feeling.
除了向我们的主赞美。
Except to give praise to our Lord.
唯有耶稣基督他是真神。
Because only Jesus is the true God.
唯有他是我们所敬拜的那一位。
Only He's the one who deserves our worship.
这位圣洁的神。
He is the holy God.
他让我们可以来亲近他。
Now we can come close to Him.
啊，我们的心怎能不感谢主？
How can we not thank Him for that?
弟兄姊妹，圣洁的地位在我们信主的时候，我们都得着了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have obtained the position of holiness the moment we believe in Jesus.
我们永远可以站在这个地位上。
We are always able to stand on this position.
坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Without fear, we can come into the presence of God.
因为神看我们这些人。
Because when God sees us,
就像看见他的儿子一样。
He sees His Son.
那样的完全。
That is so perfect,
那样的圣洁、
so、holy,
那样的可爱、
so、lovable,
他巴不得来抱住我们。
He cannot wait to embrace you and me.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远不要惧怕来到神的面前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, never have fear when you approach God.
他实在是充满了爱的神。
Because He is full of love.
我们得着了成圣的地位。
We have the position of holiness.
今天我们还要交通，还要往前。
But we need to go forward from there.
是不是我们很多因着信，我们得着的地位就能够满足神的心呢？
By just obtaining the position in salvation, can that satisfy God's heart?
是不够的。
No, it's not enough.
所有的地位是因着耶稣基督，神的儿子，他为我们先做成的。
All the positions we obtain is because what Jesus has done for us.
主耶稣做成了一切的工作。
Jesus has done all for us.
我们因着相信，我们就得着了这个地位。
By faith, we receive what He has done.
我们就进入了这个境界。
We're able to enter into that spiritual blessed room.
但是神他要做一件事，
But God wants to do something.
他要让他的生命性情能够今天能够制作在我们的身上。
He wants to work upon us so that we can actually have His life and His very nature.
好像以前我们进大学都要经过很严厉的考试。
For example, when we enter into a college, we have to take all these exams.
那好不容易考进去了。
Finally, we made through.
对有些人来讲非常的高兴。
And we are so happy.
他说是有你玩四年。
And they thought, now I can play for 4 years.
University, 他们把它翻成说有你玩四年。
That's Chinese.
但是呢，今天我们能够进到大学的里面。
Now, we can go into a college.
这不过是一个开始。
That was just the beginning.
今天你有了一个地位，你可以来学习。
It's like you got a position that you are able to learn in this college.
今天不是说榜单上有你的名字，说哈利路亚已经好像完全都得着了。
Having your name in a listed among the college students doesn't mean guarantee that you have received the degree.
你还没有毕业。
You have not yet graduated.
你还是有一个前面的路程。
There's still a journey.
所以今天主耶稣他拯救了我们。
So Jesus has saved us.
我们能够进到这个地位上。
We are able to stand on this position now.
我们说我们能够成为圣洁。
And we say we can be made holy.
我们可以坦然无惧来到神的面前。
We have been made holy, we can come to God without fear.
但是在今天，我想这绝对是事实。
That definitely is the fact.
但是还有一件事情。
But there's another side of this.
在永远的里面，我们还要来面见我们的神。
One day in eternity, we shall all face our God.
到那天，还有一个赏赐神要给我们。
God has this reward for each one of us.
他怎么赏赐呢
？How does He reward us?
他照着我们所事的，他来赏赐我们。
Don't be in accordance.With our true condition.
你说我有耶稣基督的宝血。
We may say, yeah, I have the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
到那天我们不在火湖地狱里面。
So we will not be condemned to the fire of lake of fire.
但是我们在基督台前受审判。
But when we come to the presence of Jesus Christ,
我们不是在白色大宝座前面受审判。
We will not be judged according to that white throne.
但是神来审判我们的时候，照着我们到底我们生命性情像不像他的儿子。
But when God judges.He will judge us whether we have the kind of life and nature His Son has.
那个度量衡就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And the standard He applies upon us will be His own Son, Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天得着了一个地位。
Therefore, you and I have received this position now.
神就是给我们一个开始，叫我们在这条今生的路上被他来制作。
And that is just the beginning of the journey upon which God will work.
这叫做成圣的果子。
And so that we can yield fruit of holiness.
这个果子是从我们里面要活出来的
And so that fruit can be lived out through us.
叫我们的生命性情被它改变
So our life and our nature are changed by him
我们一起来读一下罗马书第六章第十九节
Let's read this together Romans chapter 6
下面我们要从三个方面来一起学习怎么样结出成圣的果子
We want to see the three aspects how we can yield this fruit of sanctification
罗马书六章十九节
Romans 6:19
好、oh, 那我们就读二十二节好了
Let's read Romans 6:22
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放做了神的奴仆就有成圣的果子那结局就是永生你们既从罪里得了释放
you have been set free from sin,
做了神的奴仆
and have become slaves to God,
就有成圣的果子
the benefit you reap leads to holiness.
在前面他是告诉我们说要将肢体献给义作为奴仆
He talked about offer up your parts of your body in slavery to righteousness which leads to holiness
以至于成圣
which leads to holiness
也就是说借着奉献我们能够结出成圣的果子
Therefore by offering ourselves we can start to yield the fruit of sanctification
那今天我们要认识到底这个圣是什么意思呢
So we have to understand what does it mean by that
我们刚刚讲过神是圣洁的
We talk about that God is holy
只有神是圣洁的
And only God is holy
所以只有归给神的是圣洁的
Only when we offer ourselves to God then we can become holy
所以在马太福音二十三章问到我们说到底是礼物叫坛成圣呢还是坛叫礼物成圣
That's why in book Matthew chapter 23 he says which one make which one holy the altar that makes the present holy or the holy make the altar holy
当他们把礼物献在坛上的时候
So when they offer the present unto the altar
是这个坛叫礼物成圣
It is the altar who makes the present offered up become holy
这个礼物本身它并没有什么产生实质的变化
The present itself was not changed
但是当奉献了以后
But once you offer it upon an altar
这个是归给神的
Then it will become something belong to God
那归给神的就是圣的
Things that belong to God is holy
所以我们看见圣经中有几个是用大字写的就是归耶和华为圣
That's why you see those bold print words in the Bible in several places that upon to God is holy
分别出来归给神
has been separated and set aside and belong to God and that is holy
今天我们这班人是他宝血所买回来的
and we are a group of people that have been purchased through his precious blood
我们应当是归给耶和华为圣
therefore we belong to God and we are holy accordingly
我们虽然在这个世界我们却不属于这个世界
they live in this world but we do not belong to this world
今天神已经拯救了我们
and God has saved you and me
他叫我们把自己来献给他
and he wants us to offer ourselves to him
来肢体来献给神
offer the parts of our body to him
也就是说今天我的所事我的所有是归给神的
which means everything I am everything I have all belong to God.
是的，是属于神的。
Yes, everything I all have is of God.
我的时间是属于神的。
My time belongs to Him.
我们不晓得我们一生的年日有多少。
I may not know how many more days I have left.
生命气息都在主的手中。
My life, my breath are all in the hands of my Lord.
但是今天呢，我们是时间的管家。
But we are still the keeper of time.
礼拜五晚上会后和一位弟兄，我们就谈到这件事情。
And last Friday night, after the meeting, I shared this with a Christian brother.
他里面有很深的感动。
He truly felt deeply about this.
要为主来活着。
That he needs to live for the Lord alone.
我们的时间是主的。
Our time belongs to the Lord.
我们的金钱是主的。
Our money belongs to the Lord.
今天也许我们觉得说，我好像拥有了一些什么东西。
Today we may feel, yeah, I own something.
但是我们仔细去想想。
But think harder.
我们并不真正拥有地上任何的东西。
Can we truly own anything in this world?
一百年以后，你说这个到底是属谁的呢？
Let's say 100 years from now, whatever you have, would it belong to you?
我们今天无论多少的努力得着地上的，
It doesn't matter how much we try and to receive things.
我们不能真正拥有它的。
We can never truly own anything in this world.
但是神叫我们今天把握今天这个机会。
But the Lord wants us to make best use of today.
我们做一个好的管家。
Be a good manager.
让今天地上这些必朽坏的，它能够成就不朽坏的工作。
So that things that will pass away can be in our hand and do something that's forever.
今天我们所接触的都是暂时的。
Everything we yield today is temporary.
但他叫我们来换那个永远的。
But God wants to use these temporary things to generate things that has eternal value.
啊，我们今天就是做这样的事情。
That's what we're doing every day now.
你说地上的都是没有意义的。
You may say everything in this world is meaningless.
但是它可以成为非常有意义。
But they can become very meaningful.
当我们愿意放下今生的，
Those we're willing to let go.
主就把永远的赐给我们。
God can give to us what's eternal.
啊，这是我们蒙福的道路。
And that is the secret to be blessed.
他这边告诉我们说，借着奉献。
Here says, by offering ourselves,
我们做了神的奴仆，
we can become slave to God,
就有成圣的果子，
and then we can have the fruit of holiness,
那结局就是永生，
and that result is eternal life.
当我们向着自己是死的，
so when we die to our own self,
我们向着神是活着的，
but live toward God.
今天我们活是为着主来活，
so we know when we live for God.
我们发现我们的生活必定会有改变的，
then you will notice sure changes in your life.
我们的家庭必定有改变。
And so is your family life and relationship.
你在工作环境当中必定有改变。
And so is your working environment.
你就发现说，神的儿女在地上，我们是奇特的子民。
And then you realize that we are truly unique people in this world.
但是只有我们真正知道我们被分别出来。
But only if we truly know we are people that are set aside.
我们真正知道我是属神的子民。
We truly know that we are people of God.
我不属于这个世界的。
I do not belong to this world.
是的，在老板的面前我顺服。
Yes, I will obey to my boss.
顺服掌权的。
I will obey to those who have authorities over me.
但是我知道我不是受他来控制的。
But I know he's not the one who controls.
我们是属神的子民。
We are people of God.
神借着人掌权在地上。
By the hands of man, God rules over on earth.
是借着我们这些人，他能够掌权。
And through us, God is able to rule.
在公司里，也许我是一个站在一个最小的地位上。
At the workplace, maybe we're not in a high position.
我们的态度永远顺服我们的老板。
We're always obedient to our boss.
但是你发现说，在公司里面，谁是最有影响力的呢？
But then who will be the most influential person at workforce?
是一个属神的子民。
It's a person that belongs to God.
当你的生命真正向主的时候，
we truly have a life that's like His.
你会影响你四周的环境。
You will be able to have impact on people around you.
你会影响你的老板。
You will have impact over even your boss.
我们在家里面也是一样的。
Family in your family home.
只有耶稣基督他的生命显出来，
Only when Jesus' life is revealed,
你会发现虽然站在一个最低微的地位，
Maybe you have chosen to stand at the lowest position.
虽然你的另外一半可能对你非常的不客气，
Maybe your spouse is really rude to you.
但是我们只要让基督的生命显出来，
The only thing we need to do is to allow the life of Jesus Christ to be revealed.
这是一个最大改变的能力，
Because that is the greatest changing power.
改变我们整个家庭，
It will change our entire family life.
我们心要感谢主。
And we have to give him thanks for that.
我们从世界中被分别出来。
But he has set aside from the world.
我们再也不为自己活着。
So we don't have to live for ourselves.
我们做神的奴仆。
We can become slaves to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们真会发现，他讲到说，就要结有成圣的果子。
Then we'll really realize we'll reap leads to holiness.
那结局就是永生。
And the result of that is eternal life.
我们下面来看借着真理而结成圣的果子。
Also, through the truth, we can yield the fruit of sanctification.
我们读约翰福音十七章第十七节。
Let's read together John 17:17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。求你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them by the truth.
他下面就告诉我们什么是这个真理呢
？What is this truth?
这个真理，他讲说你的道。就是真理。
The word truth here means your word.
这个道就是神的话。
The word means the word of God.
所以神的话就是真理。
And the word of God is truth.
那下面也前面也讲到说，神用神的话来使我们能够成圣。
And here it tells us that to sanctify us by His word.
上个礼拜五有一位姊妹她做见证。
Last Friday there is a sister who gave testimony.
他讲到说常常地上的事情常常会抓住他的心。
She talked about how things of this world sometimes possess and affect her heart.
因为他每件事情他要求非常的完美。
Because she was a perfectionist.
他对于生意对于属地的他也非常的在乎。
And she was running her own business and she paid a lot of heart to it.
他说最近因为$30,000让他损失了300万。
She talked about how because of the sake of $30,000 she lost$3 million.
所以对他来讲是一个太大的一件事情。
And that was something very, very significant.
他的心好像就一直没有办法离开这样的一件事。
And she just could not help but keep on thinking about that matter.
虽然他也愿意不要再去想，也不要被他捆绑。
She was willing to let go.
但是他没有办法控制。
But she could not control her mind.
因为这个对他是太大的一件事情。
Because there was something very significant that happened.
所以他那天讲说，他的心思就一直被这个事情反反复复的在那里。搅扰他
so she said she was really stirred up because of that thought constantly.
他也没有办法来拯救自己
and there's no way she could deliver herself out of that thought.
但是忽然间主说了一句话
but suddenly the Lord spoke.
诗篇四十三篇
according to Psalm 43.
啊，他就去读这个诗篇四十三篇
so she turned to Psalm 43.
我就走到神的祭坛
it says then I come to the altar of my God.
到我最喜乐的神那里
to my joyful God.
神啊，我的神
oh,Oh God, my God.
我要弹琴称赞你。
I want to praise you with harp.
啊，那天当神一说话的时候
，And when the Lord spoke to her like that,
她里面得着了一个很大的释放。
She received this great power which set her free.
那这边神在这里说的话，她说她以前唱的诗歌非常的熟悉。
And then she said she was familiar with the verses.
但她不晓得是诗篇四十三篇。
But she had no clue that was from Psalm 43.
当神一说话
，But when God talked to her,
在她里面就发生了一个很大的事。
Something great happened inside of her.
好像属地的捆绑一下子得着了释放。
It's like the earthly bonds suddenly is broken up.
好像我们原本就是这样子被世界抓住的。
It's like she was captured by things of this world.
一直是属于这个世界的。
And she belonged to the world.
但是主一说话
When the Lord spoke,
他愿意把自己来归给神
She was willing to surrender herself to God.
从世界中被分别出来
She was able to be set aside from things of this world.
哎，虽然这件事情他说前后也不过这个很短很短的时间
The whole occurrence may be just a very short period of time.
但是前面非常的痛苦
But prior to that she was in such an agony.
被这样的事情一直缠着他。
She was so bothered by that, what happened to her.
下面主说话了。
And then the Lord spoke.
他里面就充满了喜乐。
And she was full of joy.
他充满了自由。
Full of freedom.
弟兄姊妹，在这个当中是同样的一个人。
And she was still the same person.
同样的一个环境。
And she's still in the same environment.
今天主不是说我把你损失的三百万再让你得回来。
It's not like Jesus recompensated her the loss she suffered.
神没有这样子答应他。
God didn't answer her prayer like that.
但是就在神说话了之后，他就充满了喜乐。
But after the Lord spoke, she was able to be filled with joy.
环境没有改变。
The circumstances remained the same.
到底是什么改变了呢
？So what has been changed?
是他这个人改变了。
She was changed.
是我们的姊妹改变了。
Our dear Christian sister was changed.
她就得着了释放，得着了自由。
She was set free.
那到底神怎么改变她的？
And how did God change her then?
因为神向她说话。
Because God spoke with His word.
借着真理使我们成圣。
Sanctify us.By the truth.
借着神的话叫我们成圣
And his word is truth with which we can be sanctified.
叫我们脱离了属地的缠累
So that we can be delivered from the worldly bondages.
叫我们得着自由归给神
And we can be set free and completely turned to God.
哈利路亚我们最后来看借着管教而结成圣的果子
Lastly, through discipline, we can yield the fruit of sanctification.
我们来读希伯来书十二章第十节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10
深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份他讲到万灵的父就是我们的神
Here says our fathers which is our God
那我们这位神他来管教我们
He comes to discipline us
他说是要我们得益处
For the benefit,
使我们在他的圣洁上有份
so that we may share in his holiness.
圣洁是神的性情
holiness is his nature.
那今天经过管教叫我们在他的圣洁上有份
and through God's discipline, we can have a share in his holiness.
也就是说今天让他的生命性情能够成就在我们的身上
which means his life, his nature can become part of us.
在第五节他说我儿你不可轻看主的管教
And in verse 5, Thomas, do not look lightly God's discipline.
被他责备时候也不可以灰心
And do not be discouraged when he rebuke you.
为什么呢
Why?
因为主所爱的他必管教
Because God only disciplines those who he loves.
多少时候我们怕被管教
A lot of times we are afraid of being disciplined.
被管教的时候总是不觉得快乐的
Because we are not happy when we are disciplined.
我想我们从小到大不知道经过了多少次的管教
We've gone through a lot of disciplines from childhood to now.
但是也许我们到今天回想
But when we look back,
我们慢慢的发现
Gradually we realize,
父母因为爱我们所以管教我们
Because of love, our parents disciplined us.
父母因为爱我们他要我们真的是得到最大的好处
Because they want us to receive the greatest benefit, they disciplined us.
在这边他特别让我们认识
Here it tells us clearly,
我们天上的父
that our Father in heaven,
他管教我们
disciplines us,
只要我们得益处
for our good.
什么是这个益处呢
so what is the good he wants us to receive?
是叫我们在他的圣洁上有份
that is we may share in his holiness.
啊，如果我们从这个点来看我们真的要为神在我们生活上环境上所加的每一个管教我们低头敬拜
If we truly know that then we shall bow and give him thanks for everything that we encounter in our life
神绝不叫我们白白受苦
Because God never wants us to suffer in vain
因为神在我们身上他有一个目的他要成就他的永远的旨意
Because on each one of us God has this eternal purpose he has to accomplish
他要改变我们的生命
He wants to change our life
所以我们的每一个遭遇每一个环境
Therefore, every encountering, every circumstance,
弟兄姊妹是不是能够在主的手中接受他的管教
Dear brothers and sisters, are we willing just to receive it from the hand of the Lord?
如果我们不服服在主的脚前
If we refuse to submit to the environment
一件事情可以就是一件事情过去
And any encountering can be just an encountering and just pass away without value
也许我们也遇见很多的难处
Yes, we may have gone through a lot of affliction
但是我们忍一忍到最后这个难处也就过去了
We just try to be patient and endure it through It will pass away eventually
但是好像跟我们这个人并没有发生什么关系
However, that suffering experience will have nothing to do with us later on
但是多少时候我们可以回转到主的面前
But many times in the very midst of the suffering We can turn toward God
主你要教导我什么
And ask him, say, Lord, what do you want me to learn?
很多时候我们经过这样的痛苦
A lot of time when we go through suffering
一下子主开了我们的眼睛
Suddenly the Lord opened our eyes
原来是我这个人
Oh, it's for me personal
原来是我的骄傲
It is my pride
原来是我里面的这样的误会
Maybe it's for my sin
所以当我们悔改 向主认罪悔改。
And then we return and repent before the Lord.
求主赦免。
Ask for His forgiveness.
让我们真实被主来破碎。
When we're truly broken up by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主在这里，他能够做成他管教的功夫。
The Lord can finish His lesson of discipline on us.
叫我们脱离卑贱的事情。
So that we can depart from things that's filthy and lowly.
与他的圣洁有份。
And to share in His very nature of holiness.
当我们经过一生的年日，我们只有向主敬拜。
Therefore, when we go through all the days of our life, we look back, we can do nothing but worship Him.
很多人讲到在环境中，他问说 ，Why me?
A lot of times we ask God, Why me?
为什么是我呢
？Why me?
为什么叫我遭遇这么大的难处
？Why do I have to go through this?
真的，当我们经过了以后
，But after we have gone through it,
我们说主感谢你。
We say, Lord, I thank you.
你的意念高过我的意念，你的道路高过我的道路，感谢主。若没有经过这一个，我不过从前风闻有你，我今天才能够亲眼见你。我们也听见有人在交通道，我们在家庭中，
A lot of times people share their family life.
有姊妹为她的先生祷告。
Their wife pray for their husband.
主啊，你怎么还不改变他
？Oh God, how come you haven't changed him yet?
主啊，你怎么还不对付他
？God, you haven't dealt with him yet.
但祷告到最后
，And when we keep on praying like that,
他发现说
，To the point we'll find out.
神要改变的是他自己。
What God desired to change was her.
当他改变了
When she is changed,
他的先生就改变了
Her husband will be changed.
同样的也有弟兄要为他的姊妹祷告
Same way, Christian brother may be praying for his wife.
一样的到最后发现说神要改变的是我自己
After a period of time of prayer like that he realized that actually God wants to change him.
今天我们祷告的人若不先被改变
Because person who prays has to be changed first.
神不能成就你的祷告
Otherwise God cannot answer that prayer.
神不是像做我们的仆人我们要什么主啊你听啊你做这个你做
Because God is not our servant just to listen to our orders.
他是我们的主。
Instead, He is our Lord.
今天我们祷告。
So when we pray,
神要做什么呢？他成全他的旨意。
We pray that Lord, may Your will be done.
所以我们是要竭力的祷告。
Yes, we need to pray fervently.
但是常常我发现
，But many times I notice.
神所光照启示要改变的，常常先从我自己开始。
God has to change from us first.
当我们真正被改变了以后
when we are truly changed by God,
神能够借着我们来改变我们的环境。
And God can change our prayer according to us.
我们感谢主。
And we give Him thanks for that.
我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌
The song we just sang.
尼弟兄所写的
was written by Watchman Nee.
啊，这首诗歌常常感动我们的心。
And this song often moves my heart.
我们若不被压，好像橄榄被压成渣。
If we are not pressured like olives,
我们就不能成油。
We will not generate oil.
拿大不成高，它就不能留芬芳。
And spikenard, only through the crushing, its fragrance can diffuse.
你若不投葡萄入榨，它就不能变成酒。
If the grapes escape the wine press,
主我这人是否也要受你许可的创伤
？Tearing wine can never flow. Shall I then shrink from the suffering that thy love would so induce?
他说每一次的打击都是真利益。
Each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
有时候我们真的很难从心里面说每一次。这打击都是真利益。
Many times it's so hard for us to acknowledge that every blow is to my gain.
但是弟兄他在主里面所领受的那个福分。
For dear brother me here, he really received the blessing from the Lord.
每一次的打击都是真利益。
Each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
如果你收去的东西，你以自己来代替。
In the place of what thou takest.Thou dost give thyself to me.
尼弟兄曾经他有一个青梅竹马的非常好的女朋友。
Brother Nee had this very close girlfriend with whom he grew up with.
那他也非常爱这个姊妹。
And he loved that sister very much.
那这姊妹听说是北大的校花。
And she was the most beautiful girl in her campus.
那时候尼弟兄已经被主得着。
At that time, Brother Nee has been obtained by the Lord.
他全心要服侍主。
And he desired to serve the Lord all his life.
但他的姊妹在北大。
However, his girlfriend was still in college.
是非常属世界的。
She just pursued things of this world.
她不爱主。
She didn't love the Lord.
也不服侍主。
She didn't want to serve the Lord.
所以有一天
，Therefore one day,
主对尼弟兄有一个要求。
The Lord has a request for our brother.
叫他不能再和这个女孩子来往。
He said, stop your friendship with this girlfriend.
哇，那天尼弟兄里面是非常非常的痛苦。
So it was very hard for him.
对他来讲真的是一个太大的一个打击
Because that truly was a big blow.
但是他在主的面前
But before the Lord,
他答应了主的要求
He agreed with his request.
主把这首诗歌赐给他
And the Lord gave him this very song.
他写了这首诗歌
He wrote the song after.
我想是从他里面一个很深的经历
And I believe he truly has a deep experience.
他这么爱的这个女孩子
Because he truly loved her, his girlfriend.
但他必须要放掉
But he had to let go.
每一次的打击都是真利益
And he said, each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
如果你收去的你自己来代替
In the place of why you take it,You will give to yourself to me.
主要以他自己成为代替。
Because the Lord, you shall replace with yourself.
他讲到说，我要赞美，再要赞美。
Therefore, he says, "Oh, I'll praise thee even if I weeping."
赞美何等甘甜。
And mingle with sweetness.
所以我边赞美边流泪。
Be mingled with my song if I weeping.
甘甜比甜更加甜。
Grateful praises all day long.
我们有没有经历过边赞美边流泪
Have we ever experienced that we can praise him and still be in tears at the same time
在一个最艰难的环境中
In the most difficult time in our life
哦，我们边赞美边流泪
We can still praise him and be in tears at the same time
但是这个赞美比以前更加的甘甜
Yet this praise will become sweeter than before
当我们的弟兄他愿意做这样的一个决定
Therefore our brother wasWilling to accept what God has requested of him.
他说神好像把他带到了一个更高的一个境界。
He described that as if God has brought him to a higher ground.
他被神使用成为一个这么大的一个神的用人。
He became a very useful servant of God.
影响了整个的世代。
And impact entire generation.
但是在主的面前。
Yet before his Lord.
我想主做一个最深的工作在他的里面。
I think God did something very deep inside of him.
当他做这样决定讲到说主的最深的手最深的管教
When he accept willingly the deepest hand of the Lord
今天再也没有什么能够抓住他的心
I think after that experience nothing else in this world can take his heart anymore
他只有一颗心单单为主活着
He will be single hearted living for the Lord
Hallelujah 我们的神他真能够做人手所不能做的工作
Our God can do things that man's hand cannot do
主收去的他以他自己来代替
And whatever he takes away from us he will replace it with himself
当然我们知道过了好些年
We all know what happened later on after a few years
主还是把这位姊妹赐给他
The Lord still gave back this girlfriend of his
和他一同走人生的道路
And they become partners of life
我们听见许多的见证
We heard of many great testimonies of them
我们的弟兄在劳改营经过了20年
How in the revolution camp he was there for 20 years
他的姊妹还一次一次的去看他
How his wife visited him time after time
那样的爱那样的深
He loved him dearly
那样的见证是这么的美好
And they have loving testimony
但是我想主也许可他当中受到这么大的打击
And before that the Lord allowed him to receive such a big blow
所以他能够写出这样的诗歌
Enable him to write a wonderful song like this
成为神儿女的帮助
To become our help in our time
多少次我们在患难艰难中
Many times when we are in suffering
我们从弟兄他的经历我们得到力量
Through his experience we are strengthened
每一次的打击都是真理
Each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
主你收去的你自己来代替。
In the place of what you take, you give yourself to me.
我们来唱一下这首诗歌。
Let's sing the song.
早上我们无论我们有什么样的遭遇。
This morning it doesn't matter what kind of circumstance we're in.
我们知道是我们的父他在这里掌权。
We know our Father God is holding the future.
他要我们得着益处。
And he wants us to receive true gain.
使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So we can share in his holiness.
请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。